There is a concept in the Latin West that is, it's as important in our church and is central and is and as a real a teaching as it is in the Eastern Greek half of our church. However, they just talk about it a lot more, so it comes up very often. In the Greek-speaking world, in the ancient world, in Catholicism, they would talk about theosis. In our half of the church, we talk about divinization. And the idea is that at the end of our lives, when we enter into paradise, a transformation occurs. Much like God the Son took on a human nature in an analogous way. It's not the same, but in an analogous way. Humanity, our humanity, takes on some of the divine nature. We become like Jesus, or more like Jesus. And the idea is that this is built upon a lifetime of trying to be like God in our humanity, which is built upon our being made in God's image and likeness. It's not because Jesus changed who we are. From the beginning, we were made capable of God, in the ancient language, Kapax Dei, capable of divinity, whatever that means. Of course, made in the image and likeness of God, right? So, it means there is something of the divine already in us by default. Nothing special needed to happen. And yet now the Holy Spirit dwells in us. So, you've made us little less than the angels. And so now we sit in this funny position where some people's estimation of the human condition and what human beings are capable of is far too high. And they believe that we can eliminate or eradicate all evil or poverty or suffering. And there are some whose measure of humanity is far too low and think we are not capable of rising above the ordinary difficulties and challenges of this life. To the first I say, all of the evidence is to the contrary. We cannot eliminate evil. There are limits to human power and progress. And most of that has been demonstrated in an absolutely awful way this past century. In an undeniable way, too. But to the former, I got that backwards. This is to the latter. To those who have too small an image of human capacity. Look at our ancestors. Look at our heroes. Look at the saints. They all accomplished truly difficult and amazing things. Some of them awful. Many of them very heroic. And that same humanity is in you. We are capable of great things. Terrible things, but also great. And so, the reality, of course, as it often is in these cases, is somewhere in the middle. Human beings are limited, but we're still made in the image of God. Human beings are still capable of terrible, terrible, terrible evil. But we are capable of miraculous and amazing good.